assistant deputy superintendents here.
Thank you, Chair Brewer.
Item number 13 from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to create one position of deputy superintendent at the Juvenile Detention Center. This item was also referred to the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, Supervisors, for allowing me to have this discussion with you prior to the break. Thank you. I am Tom Wanta, former superintendent. Administrator of Delinquency and Court Services. The item before you today is a request that my department has put forth requesting the creation of a deputy superintendent position. I know you have ample time to read the report. It is a position that I believe is critical as we move forward in our initiatives, particularly with the Juvenile Detention Alternative Initiative and the JJRRI initiative, which are basically initiatives designed to reduce the reliance on secure detention and more community-bound services, and also to realign the services we do provide in the community to demonstrate that they actually work, are cost-effective, and reduce recidivism. And as we expand those programs and more outreach into the community, we need more management oversight, because we're not looking to do most of the services directly by county employees, but through community agencies in partnership with our stakeholders.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Administrator Wanta, would the funds to pay for this position be absorbed through your budget?
Yes, currently in the 2014 budget, there's sufficient funding to absorb it, and I will work diligently and to attempt to get it into our 2015 budget as well.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt File 14464's resolution.
We have a motion. You may remember this came to us before, and they wanted to take the money from Youth AIDS.
Right.
And so I toured the facility, and I talked to Mr. Wan, to talk to Mr. Fudge, to try to find another funding source. They also had another position that they wanted to fund, and that's not here, and I don't expect to see that back before the budget, right? The second position? This is sort of the compromise we've reached.
Oh, okay.
That you're getting the deputy, and
I wasn't aware of any of those discussions, but my answer is I will defer to the wisdom of the board.
I don't know what that means.
These are wise.
Yeah. No. What I'm saying is the original item had two positions in it.
Correct.
And this committee may be agreeing today to fund one of them with the idea that the other one is not coming back to us. And is that something that you agreed to?
I wasn't privy to that conversation.
You're privy to it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not. I can't speak for my director or whether or not, because I know Mr. Colon strongly supports the creation of both positions, as do I.
Well, you run the place. So if you were to tell Director Colon that you're okay with this agreement, we would hope that he would follow your infinite wisdom. That being said, is this an appropriate compromise in your view?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you. You did answer one of my questions, and that was the question regarding, I remembered seeing this before us one other time. But I guess my bigger question is that I know that when you were the superintendent, you did not have a deputy superintendent. And so I'm wondering if we're creating more layers than we need. So, you know, we have had this position of superintendent for so long, and you did the job so well without a deputy. So I guess my question is why do you feel like at this particular moment in time it's something that you can't function without? I heard you say you thought it was very important, and so I'm just kind of curious as to why that is.
It's a little history, if I may. Thank you, Supervisor and Chairperson. Prior, when I first started as a superintendent in 1990, we did create a deputy superintendent in 1992, as part of our, at that time, the JDA initiative also during that time to create it and as we move forward. And the position was critical in regards to our redesign at that time and meeting some of the, how we started moving with less reliance on correctional placement and secure placement of youth and predisposition. However, the previous administration bluntly directed me to eliminate a management position. And I did so under direct order of the administration. I always thought it was critical, and we basically have limped along through that, and other people have absorbed it. I absorbed some of those responsibilities as superintendent. Mm-hmm. But as we, again, we move forward, and we want to go to evidence-based decision-making data, decision-making next forward, and we're finding out more and more how valuable it is to work within the community as opposed to the traditional lock-em-up, throw-away-the-key mentality. Mm-hmm. That in order to move forward, we need to make sure we have proper management oversight. Because the design, again, is to develop more comprehensive services from within the community, not Milwaukee County providing the services directly. Well, in order to ensure that services are in the right alignment, or in order to ensure the fidelity to evidence-based programming, we need to have management oversight. And I'm looking, that's why I'm looking for this position.
And how will this position be appointed, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Warren?
I believe it's a civil service. That's a civil service position,
okay.
I believe.
All right. I never had cause to doubt Mr. Wanta, and so seeing as how he believes this is a critical position, but I guess at this time I just want to take a minute to, again, to applaud Mr. Wanta and former Director Mole because, you know, they did operate so long without this position, and I honestly had never heard that it was critical, and so I think that's a tribute to the great work that you guys do. And so if this will help us to be more proactive in keeping our kids not only in Milwaukee County but close to their communities and aligned with the services that they need in order to be productive and to stay out of trouble, then I'm in support of it. So I don't know if you have a motion for approval, but I will move approval. Thank you.
Anything further? If not, we take the roll, please.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 13 be recommended for adoption prevails.
I see Ms. Stein here, so if the committee doesn't object, items 14 and 15 are relatively quick.